Welcome back to Blotter Briefs, Teehee Briefs. Quick programming note, I am traveling next week, so while I tried to figure out a way to broadcast, as it were, from the Brooklyn of Texas, logistics did not work in my favor, so I am taking the week off. But you can keep up with what I'm reading on Goodreads and on Twitter at Blotter Presents. And now you can get a sneak peek at an upcoming HBO documentary, Counselors in My Chambers 4. Say Her Name, The Life and Death of Sandra Bland. The crime. After a cop took a routine traffic stop to the next level of a-hole in July of 2015, activist Sandra Bland was arrested and jailed for the weekend. The following Monday morning, she was found in her cell, hanging from a noose fashioned from a plastic garbage bag. The local sheriff's department was more than happy to classify her death as a suicide, but numerous procedural irregularities and heightened contemporary awareness of law enforcement racism led many to question whether Bland had in fact been murdered. The story. Say Her Name will air, as I record this, next Monday, that's December 3rd, on HBO. It's directed by the husband-wife team of Kate Davis and David Heilbronner, who made The Newburgh Sting and The Cheshire Murders for HBO as well, two films I thought well of. And they were nominated for a documentary short Oscar recently for a film called Traffic Stop, so that's a bona fide for this topic. And Say Her Name is extremely strong and affecting in its first half, visually and textually. The cut after opening to the overhead shot of a snowy cemetery that seems to symbolize the many deaths in police custody of African Americans just in the last few years, and a covering over, and a coldness. The filmmakers do a great job introducing and dimensioning Bland herself, and in standing back from the dashcam video of the precipitating arrest of Bland, that makes it very clear that what happened there was not correct, and pretty obviously an instance of a cop not liking a black woman's, quote, attitude and escalating the situation to show her who's boss. The circumstances surrounding Bland's death are also presented not only sugar-free, there are some photos of the scene that are upsetting, as they should be, but in a manner guaranteed to raise conspiracy antennae. Why was she all on her own in a cell in the back of the jail? One that was not regularly checked, despite evidence that Bland was distraught. Why was any means of creating a noose left in her cell at all? Some of the alternate theories get a little kooky, but something went terribly wrong here, even if there isn't a murder and cover-up. This county is guilty of neglect at best, and possibly of deliberately failing to keep a black prisoner safe. But Say Her Name loses some focus in its second half. Bland's family participates, and they are a big part of the, I don't know quite how to put it, but there is a poeticism to the film at first, between the sad or wrenching visuals and the lyrical precision of the way her family speaks about Bland and her passing. Like when they refer to themselves as those who Bland belonged to, or when her mother describes taking Bland's remains back to Chicago from Texas.
Riding back on a plane. I sent her out of here on four wheels. And now she's coming back under the plane with the cargo. Like these planes, she was ascending. She was going, going. And she got to a certain level, plateaued, and then she was gone.
But starting with the footage of Bland's memorial service, the narrative is becalmed somewhat. My attention started to wander. I suspect the understandable desire to respect the family's feelings and to make the community's voices heard may have affected how rigorously some sections were edited. But I think that that part and the taking us through the process of various grand juries could have been tightened up and still kept the headlines in bold type. Say Her Name is pretty good at an hour and 40, but would have been better at an hour and 25. Well, 26, because someone else besides me needs to point out that the arresting officer, finally relieved of his duties by the county, looks uncannily like Anthony LaPaglia. Say her name is a solid sit. What it shows us is harsh, but needs to be seen and felt, particularly in the first hour. That will be airing on HBO Monday night, and it will be on HBO Go and on demand after that, no doubt. And I would definitely recommend Davis and Heilbronner's other films as well. Got an HBO doc I somehow haven't seen? Let me know about it on social. That's Blotter Presents on Facebook and Twitter. Again, off next week, but keep an eye on those for links, plus polls about the best of the year in true crime. You can also find my Patreon page at patreon.com/blotterpresents, which is where you can listen to and help choose minisodes I don't send to Gen Pop. If you'd like to advertise on the main podcast or on these briefs, haha briefs, message me on social or find the podcast's listing on advertisecast.com. Thanks for listening to today's Blotter Brief. I'm your host, Sarah D. Bunting, and I'm always prepared to rule.